Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reporting that three American contractors working for NATO units in Afghanistan are among the dead.
Kabul Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Rahimi told reporters that the attackers set off the blast near a private hospital where large numbers of civilians were gathered. The police chief said most of those killed were locals, while four foreigners were also killed or wounded. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Mekro Rayan neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. The group's main spokesman, Zabiullah Mujahid, says no such activity was planned for Saturday in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
And also in the news, North and South Korean officials met into the early hours today in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula before adjourning their marathon talks until later today. A South Korean government spokesman said the talks would resume. The high-level meeting began Saturday at the Panmunjom Truce Village despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul ended propaganda broadcast into the north and removed banks of loudspeakers it had installed along the border. Deadline passed without incident and without the loudspeakers' removal. After nearly 10 hours of discussions, a South Korean spokesperson said the talks had adjourned until Sunday afternoon. This is VOA News. Three Americans and a man from Britain are being honored in France for their courage in overpowering a heavily armed gunman on a high-speed train traveling between Amsterdam and Paris. French President François Hollande thanked President Obama by telephone Saturday for the exemplary actions of U.S. servicemen Alec Scarletos and Spencer Stone, saying they stopped what would have been an extremely serious attack. And Briton Chris Norman helped him subdue the attackers. He said he knew that he had to act.
My point of view was that two guys had already started working, tackling him. Maybe they needed some help. And my it was purely a survival. I said to myself, okay, maybe I have a chance if I get up and I help as well.
Stone was injured when he was slashed by the attacker with a razor knife. He was released from a hospital on Saturday afternoon. Spanish authorities say they had identified the attacker as Ayub El-Khazani, a 26-year-old radical Islamist who spent some time in Syria during the past year. Thousands of migrants have boarded trains in Macedonia headed north into the EU countries. Hundreds of migrants, many fleeing the Syrian civil war and other violence in the Middle East, are still waiting in a no-man's land between Greece and Macedonia. Alexandra Nos is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees representative along the border.
We have an ambulance for the serious conditions. We have an ambulance coming. For the other ones, we treat them here. Lots of the families are separated, who you see here. So we will try to reunite them before they then continue to the Gevgelia train station.
Earlier, some took advantage of the chaotic scene at the border and rushed past baton-wielding Macedonian police who attempted to block them from entering the country from Greece. Police fired stun grenades and several people were injured in the border clashes. At least 18 people were killed in Somalia on Saturday in two separate bomb attacks carried out by suspected Al-Shabaab insurgents. In the first attack, 14 soldiers were killed and more than 20 others wounded when militants drove an explosive-laden vehicle into a training site for African Union peacekeepers. The second attack occurred in the capital, Mogadishu, where four people were killed and at least 10 others were wounded. Here in Washington, the giant panda Meishong gave birth to a cub at the National Zoo. Meishong has given birth twice before, one to Taishan and Bao Bao. Taishan back in 2005, Bao Bao born in Washington, August of 2013. The new cub will live at the zoo here in Washington until she returns to China when she turns four.
That's the latest world news from VOA.